Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission, to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smellwood, the international
call. Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
by Unite.
Interface complete.
Yeah, Timmy's in the building. Along with Smell So Good and Cyanide. Check this out, y'all. This is Free Your Mind Friday, right? I got a little weed, so I'm happy. Gonna get into, basically, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Free Your Mind is just that. Free your mother mind. Call up in this bitch. Free your mother mind, you know what I'm saying? It's going down. Area code 347-237-5125. It's how you can hook up all the way live. Don't forget, we will be going over to P-Soup Network, Paranormal Soup Network. And as we speak, I'm uploading a couple of little new show addies that I've done, you know what I'm saying, for some shows out there. And I'm going to upload these mofos, you know what I'm saying? And after that, play a couple of them so y'all hear what they're working with. And we're going to, get into what we do here, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to play this first song just because you punk-ass motherfuckers at the club, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just getting up to a nigga's ear, you know what I'm saying? All that fucking coming out, crabbing on a nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like you can't afford a fucking buck or some fucking 50 cents. You niggas got some motherfucking priorities fucked up. For real, for real. You know what I'm saying? You give hustling a fucking bad name. So this is for all you puss-ass niggas out there that motherfucking just keep trying to short shit on a nigga, man. Not just Smell So Good. Any nigga. Come with that $4 sack shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I only got $8.50 and shit, dog. Nigga, I don't want to hear that fuck shit, dog. You know what I'm saying? Real nigga shit.
Homie, I ain't rich.
I got problems.
Ain't that a
I got problems.
Another day, another dollar. All these kids in the bed wanna holler.
I got problems.
Homie, I ain't rich.
I got problems.
Ain't that a
I got problems.
Another day, another dollar. All these kids in the bed wanna holler.
I got problems.
I'm just regular, homie. Y'all ball out.
You take your
sweets, I take mine to my dog house. You cop Gucci, I cop white tee. You buy Gucci, I just wear Nike. And I ain't got the new whip with the GPS. These real diamonds, but I don't think they DBS. I ride around the city, all my windows down, homie. My air conditioning in my car done gave out on me. Child support take my last day damn month. The corner store just sold me a box of stale blunt. I'm on probation for some dumb. Y'all make it rain. I ain't got money to stunt.
I got problems.
Homie, I ain't rich.
I got problems.
Ain't that a
I got problems.
Another day, another dollar. All these kids in these bills.
Wanna holler.
I got problems. Homie, I ain't rich.
I got problems.
Ain't that a
I got problems.
Another day, another dollar. All these kids in these bills. I rent things, I'm dodging rent-a-center and dodging rent kings. They knock on my door, shut the fuck up. They think they taking this couch, they got me fucked up. I'm balling on a budget, we get food stamps. We shop with two or three buggies. CEBT is like my black card. Keep me throwing barbecues in my backyard. I hide my my car from the repo, my cable bootleg, Bright House getting Debo. And Sally Mae sweating about their student loan. I ain't got it, you can tell I'm going through it.
I got problems.
Homie, I ain't rich.
I got problems.
Ain't that a
I got problems.
Another day, another dollar. All these kids in these deals, they
wanna hide. I got problems.
Homie, I ain't rich.
I got problems.
Ain't that a
I got problems.
Another day, another dollar. All these kids in these deals,
wanna hide. I got problems.
Babies running through diapers like a tripe meat. Meat like grown men, if you ask me. And me and my girl getting fight still, cause she fussing about the damn light bill. And daycare, they don't play fair. 200 a week, man. Must be finna stay there. I can't keep no cash. They asking $500 for a tank of gas. If you ain't feeling my pain, then you ain't hurt. I'm tired of eating Junior Bacon cheeseburgers. Feeling like I'm hitting rock bottom, but like everybody else, homie, I got problems.
I got problems.
Homie, I ain't rich.
I got problems.
Ain't that a
I got problems.
Another day, another dollar. All these kids in these deals, they
wanna hide. I got problems.
Homie, I ain't rich.
I got problems.
Ain't that a
I got problems.
Another day, another dollar. All these kids in these deals,
against each other, more than all we had to pay each other. Racism and each crime in the barrel. All of the crime in the barrel. Being black or white is not a crime. The problem is the thought of your mind. So clean up your mind and live right. Grabbing a barrel, full bad mind.
Oh. so won't wanna try me. Know that I'm too much doing more than getting by me. Haters can't deny me, cause they know who I be. They know that I'm a G, I'm AK Lovely. Look to the left, they see me swarming on these streets, busting on these beats. They know I'm bringing heat. Look to the right, they see me hugging on the block. They know that I'm so hot, I'm never gonna stop till I reach the top. Haters can't deny me, cause they know who I be. Nothing to a G, it's nothing, it's nothing.
Boy, look at him. I'm so fucking ready to go. I am so fucking ready to go to the new network, man. This is a fag shit. I get tired of this shit every fucking day, man. This fucking shit. This fucking bullshit. Boy, I tell you, this is a raggedy fucking shit that goes on around here. It's raggedy fucking shit. And I know y'all here, it's Free Your Mind Friday, so fuck it. BTR, you lucky I ain't got no goddamn BTR fuck-ups of the day, because if I had them shits loaded up, I got to load some of them bitches up, because y'all just fucked up, man. Y'all, this shit just gets, you know, Jesus. It don't even make no fucking sense how much this shit fucks up, man. Paranormal Soup, we on our way, goddamn it, because these some of bitches here, man. Not only do you not pay a motherfucker for all the goddamn hard work we do, and you turn around and give a shitty ass fucking switchboards and equipment to work with. It's a bitch. Fucking motherfuckers, man. This fucking fag shit's all freezing up. Hold on, people. I gotta get another browser, man. This fag shit is freezing up and shit. It's bullshit. Oh, man. if I can get a song started, I'm going to have to get a song started, but I doubt I'll be able to do that because everything's just froze up. Man, it's old bullshit. Oh, man, I can't stand BTL. Yeah, I think this is BTL is becoming strictly training grounds for beginner shows. If you got any kind of experience, you do need to get the fuck off this network because you will piss yourself off trying to get this shit to fucking work. Yeah. So all my new soon-to-be hosts, you know what I'm saying, prepare yourself for aggravation because that's what this is all about. This is a bunch of fucking aggravation. All right. Let me, hell, I can't even play a song to get over to the next goddamn shit to get this shit loaded up. The damn shit done froze up. Bullshit, boy. Tell you, boy, sometimes you just want to put your whole foot in the network's ass. You know what I'm saying? And you know they listen back to shows. So it's like, damn, man, you can't listen back to these motherfuckers and, you know what I'm saying, pay attention. Shit. Fix the goddamn shows, man. Got bitches talking about going premium and all this old bullshit. How the fuck I look like going premium? Paying $100 a month, I don't get no revenue back, and then I got shitty fucking service. No, that's not cool, man. No, we sitting there putting our hard-earned time to this shit, man. We know we're just playing. We're trying to entertain the world, and I mean the world. And a motherfucker ain't got time to be going through all this bullshit, freezing, unfreezing. You know what I'm saying? Can't scroll through your damn ass and shit. You know, it's beginning to be some bullshit. Y'all know.
Greetings, Earthlings. This is Captain Smell So Good of the Starship Smelly Prize with my international co-host, Sayonai. And when we're not soaring through the cosmos looking for alien chicks, we're hanging out in the nuttiest head on and off the internet. That is the Jackal's Head on www.paranormalsuitnetwork.com.
What's up? Good people. This is your host with the most Captain Smell So Good of the Starship Smelly Prize, alongside my international co-host, Sayonai. And when we're not on the show looking for groovy chicks, man, we're hanging out with Marty Torres and Mr. Mike, doing what we do on That My Word Radio Reality Show, right here live on blogtalkradio.com.
Nah, this is a quick promo. I'm gonna play them bitches about 400-500 times. You know what I'm saying, for the show. With why? Cause I can. God damn it. You know what I'm saying. But actually, that was the wrong one. Cause that shit just sounded like.
Don't forget to check out the Wrecking the Game Radio Show, aka Starship Smelly Prize, with your host Captain Smell So Good and international co-host Sayonai, only on the Paranormal Suit Network.
Coming right back, man. I need this shit fixed. This shit's fucking up. Shit's super refreshing. This shit's really just pissing me off. I got to shut down my other browser. Yeah, because I'm about to get pissed off. And before I do that, you know what I'm saying, I'd rather just play a couple of jams. Pump it on up for y'all. You know, I'll bring you some new music. And yeah, this is Mr. Serve.
This is a Smoke Boys.
Oh, everything.
If I gotta throw Frank naked. Put that on my mama, my daddy, my little brothers, man. My little sister, my dad, homies, my whole fam. I give up my house to sleep in the bigger bed. Feed the poor till I get the bread. I won't stop until I'm with it, man. From what I see off the top, I'm so with it, man. If I was any less real, I'd be so rich. I'm on my grind, still this life makes no sense. So what I do, spit life, make moments. Classic like Omen, yeah, it makes more sense. When your boys see more sense, and your team getting more and more dollars, yeah, more sense. Got enough to bag everything, and even more or less to spread on everything. Before I die, I'ma cut for everything.
Still pissed off. Still pissed off. Shit still not fucking working. We're going over to Exact Chat, you know what I'm saying? And be hanging out. So if anybody want to hang out on some more interesting shit, you know what I'm saying? Bring your ass. Side night, man. I'll bring you in just a second, man. This shit's all jacked up the fucking anal. And, yeah, kind of pissing me off right now. So, trying to go ahead and actually get a couple of those shits in the way. And then we'll come back and try to get to some fucking conversation or something. Cause this shit is. It's really pissing me off, people. It's really pissing me off.
All I'm saying, you gotta enjoy your motherfucking life. That's all the fuck I'm saying. Enjoy your goddamn life. Life is fucking short. Enjoy that shit. Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking.
Yeah, this is what DJ smells so good, man. Check this out, I'm telling you right now, if you ain't getting no pussy, you ain't getting no dick off of this hill, man, your ass is impotent. And if you don't know what the fuck that means, then goddamn look it up in the dictionary. I'll let you boy smell so good, man. It's like in the game of the same. That's how we get it.
Hey, cut me up. Your face and your smile make the room sparkle up. Sitting back, looking at you, get naked, fucking up. Mommy, let's take a trip, posting something big and sail off. Don't worry about them, cause it's sail off. Mommy, official is us. Our relationship is simple, honesty mixed with trust. Mommy, you come right on time, never late. Like a good neighbor, call you all day. Got your own car, got your own pad, hella bad. Outfit, max the shoes, plus the bag. Your friends say I'm cool with the crew, I'm bad news. Then let them silly chicks misguide you. Just be ready when I slide through. Up all night, hanging out, wildin' with no curfew. She like me cause I'm in the game like EA Sports. Her up and down with no hand, it's fireworks. Different positions like that, all kind of sorts. Wearing more, mommy, I ain't taking no shorts. Yeah, mommy, you can ride with me. You can chill, you can eat, yeah, it's all on me. You can drink, you can smoke, yeah, it's all on me. But we gon' be fucking tonight. Yeah, mommy, you can ride with me. You can chill, you can eat, yeah, it's all on me. You can drink, you can smoke, yeah, it's all on me. But we gon' be fucking tonight.
Mommy, I'm about to slide through. I'm riding on your side, now I'm rolling down Duke. Mommy, I'm about to slide through. I'm riding on your side, now I'm rolling down Duke. Girl, you seem so shy. Take a puff of this shit, gonna get high. Mommy, I got six zips, gonna get right. First we'll hit Roof Chris, it's gorillas in the mix. Don't worry, shit, I got killers in this bitch. Go into the makeup room. I'll be in the kitchen with the chef getting to take the boom. Tomorrow we can take a cruise in Cancun. Let's make a move. All day, Warren J on my Carla tune. We can watch Martin on the iPod Nano. But really my eye on the crack camo. Mommy, I'm the boss. You can take it off in the downtown loft. My enterprise taking off. Look in the sky, it's a bird. No, it's Jujet taking over like Metro PCS. It's Tampa, girl. We can go around the world in a camper, girl. Fuck pickup lines. Girl, get your behind in the 69 Vert.
My air don't work, so you can take off your shirt. Get a tan on your fine complexion. You a dime with Jackson, mommy.
Yeah, mommy, you can ride with me. You can chill, you can eat, yeah, it's all on me. You can drink, you can smoke, yeah, it's all on me. But we gon' be fucking tonight. Yeah, mommy, you can ride with me. You can chill, you can eat, yeah, it's all on me. You can drink, you can smoke, yeah, it's all on me. But we gon' be fucking tonight. Yeah, mommy, you can ride with me. You can chill, you can eat, yeah, it's all on me. You can drink, you can smoke, yeah, it's all on me. But we gon' be fucking tonight. Yeah, mommy, you can ride with me. You can chill, you can eat, yeah, it's all on me. You can drink, you can smoke, yeah, it's all on me. But we gon' be fucking tonight.
Mommy, I'm about to slide through. I'm riding on your side, now I'm rolling down too. Mommy, I'm about to slide through. I'm riding on your side, now I'm rolling down too.
Yeah, if y'all feeling that shit, you know what I'm saying? Hit my boy Justice over all up in ATL, you know what I'm saying? But he's still at that 813-433-6409, you know what I'm saying? Representing GAMPA, SLA all day, Mr. Snell. So good.
Attention all managers, artists, producers, and music professionals. It's going down. The Miss Mouth Times presents Buck and NR in the Artist Seminar. Sunday, July 11th, beginning at 6 p.m. at Club Nouveau, downtown Tampa, 1701 North Franklin Street. Only $10 admission, so stop letting others decide your destiny and learn the tools needed to successfully market, promote, and sign yourself. For more info, list of speakers, or performance slots, visit www.themissmouthtimes.com or contact Miss Mouth directly at 813-235-5553.
Yeah, right there, like a little promo, you know what I'm saying? We'll be hanging out there this weekend with Miss Mouth, a.k.a. Miss Buffy, you know what I'm saying, doing it real big. And, you know, we're going to have a lot of producers, you know what I'm saying, managers and everybody, beat makers, all that kind of stuff. Going to be out there for the artists. I need to make sure you guys come out, you know what I'm saying, bring your promotion materials, business calls, and all that kind of good shit. It's going to be a good networking opportunity. You know what I'm saying?
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10
I'll
free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that? Nowhere. Go to bid66.com right now.
Now, man, that's the most funniest shit out of all our promos. And where are you going to hear that?
Nowhere.
Well, oh, that's goddamn crazy shit. What happened? We're back live, people.
Weekend.
It is definitely the weekend fucking.
Avon calling.
Get up, punk ass away from the note. Get your punk ass.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Punk ass. God damn, Avon. Anyways, we is up in this motherfucker, y'all. This is Free Your Mind. Free Your Mind. Let your ass follow. Oh. Something like that. But yeah, it's Free Your Mind Friday, man. You know what I'm saying? This is the end of the work week. Time to partay for the weekend. Come on through, you know what I'm saying? We got some hot music for you. Craziest conversation you ever hear anywhere on off the net. And yeah, so join. This is the description, people. I know y'all like, what the fuck is he reading? Are you doing the damn president? Are you reading off the teleprompter? Yes, motherfucker, yes. Shit. But the rest of the show is non-teleprompted. Yeah. Join Captain Smells So Good and international co-host Sayonai as we embark on our interstellar mission looking for chicks and shit. Yeah. That's the,
what are we looking for?
Chicks and shit.
Chicks and shit. Okay, I'll look for the chicks. You look for the
chicks
shit.
And shit. You know, look at chicks and shit. Yeah. Yeah, man, chicks and shit. Yeah. Not chicks that smell like shit. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, chicks and shit. Got a new song for you. Check this out.
I'll boom it, boom it.
Thank you, Harry Spears.
I'll boom it, boom it.
Britney Spears is manager, people. Y'all know nothing about this.
I'll boom it, boom it. My chest was supposed to grow. My cleavage wasn't right, no. My boom is boom it. My breasts are completely full. And now my sweater's tight, yeah. Surgery, I want to be a D. Bigger memories, I want them to show now. No B-cup, my chest flatness was killing me. And I must confess, I paid for these. Hey, buddy, I look 32, I'm just a child. I am a crime. Make my boobies one more size. Oh, baby.
Oh.
I have come here to chew bubble gum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubble gum.
You know what I'm saying? That's real, that's real. One more time, one more time.
This is Captain Smell So Good of the Starship Smelly Prize.
It's the wrong one, too.
And when we're not soaring through the cosmos looking for alien chicks, we're hanging out in the nuttiest head on and off the internet. That is the Jackal's Head on www.paranormalsoupnetwork.com.
Huh? It sounds funny with the music, though. You know what I'm saying? I got to get the. I uploaded the wrong one. That's the raw version, because he be needing the raw version so he can do his own little thing, you know, put it into his little drops and stuff. So send him both versions, you know what I'm saying? Hard beam, hold your ears, people. You got to bring everybody up in, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
That Easy Rider on the phone.
Yeah, probably calling in with. No, Skype call. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? What happened?
God damn it, you got my arm out of there again. Why do you always leave my
it
arm
is
down
here? Son of a bitch.
Shut the fuck up. You speak when fucking spoken to, okay? This is not fucking high school, motherfucker.
Alright.
That's
right. Now I'm back in the military and shit. Like, sorry, drill sergeant, sorry.
Please beam my arm up, please.
Hey, man, listen. It's here, bro. All right. First of all, is that the control? So, I ain't got nothing to do with that. All I can do is tell him.
He's an asshole.
Timmy, get your ass out the way, boy. Sorry about that, people.
Everybody else is doing it. If he can handle bennies and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs just to see what it's like.
And getting his door motherfucking stuck outside the goddamn aircraft. We can see what it's like, you know. We can see what it's
What's
like.
What's up, Sayonite?
Sayonite.
Well, it's a weekend over here, so it's all good.
What are you doing on the weekend? Tell us what your weekend consists of.
What my weekend consists of? Mostly watching the World Cup final.
And smoking weed.
And smoking weed.
where is the U.S. at on the way to World Cup final?
They are already home a long time ago.
Yeah, brother, we've been out the box, man.
We let them win it. You know that's
funny. Yeah, we've been out the box, man.
Sure.
Right. Hey, right.
I'm Yeah, I remember something, Smelly. I'm from the championship football town of the world. That's Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, that's not the football we talking about, though.
Okay.
No, sorry, people. We're talking about football. F-U-T-B-O-L. Football.
Oh,
no, it's spelled the same. Only you call it soccer. The rest of the world calls it football.
We call it football. Football.
Football.
Football.
Damn, man. What the fuck happened to my damn...
Mashed potatoes.
What happened?
I didn't understand him.
I said, are you missing your bowl of mashed potatoes to stick your dick in?
He's stealing your samples, Manny.
Oh, okay, there you go. I
Come
think
on,
I did it wrong.
Together. Wake the fuck up, man. You're still sleeping from that fucking club last night, ain't you?
What happened? Man, I'm uploading some damn promos, man. I ain't even listening to y'all right now.
All right. So what's up, Cyanide? Are you a chemist?
A chemist? No, not really.
For some reason,
oh.
I pictured you as like a chemist.
I've done some chemistry in the past, but yeah.
Not the kind that you guys are talking about. Yeah.
What level of education do you have, Cyanide?
I'm sorry, you didn't quite hear you there. I had a train passing by rather loud.
What level of education do you have?
I have a bachelor degree. That's just below college, university.
What did you take up?
Computer science and economics.
Oh, okay. You work with computers now?
Yeah. System administrator, network engineer.
Okay. I was kind of wondering, on my computer screen,
uh-oh.
It's like real, it's not bright enough. How do I get my screen brighter?
You have to look on the monitor. You will have adjustment settings to be able to...
Hey, hold up, brother. Listen here. Okay. We charge for our computer services. All right. Hey, side now. Get the tab running, man. Get the tab running for this guy, man.
How many bids that gonna cost?
Yeah. At least we can work it out. You know what I'm saying? How many bids that's gonna cost me? Goddamn it, shit. You know we don't need to work cash here. We got tangible products to work. You know.
Well, no bids, but you can always pay me in green.
Oh, what shit.
Drag it, man. Try anything once. Fly. You can't get a habit from weed. Quit whenever you like. Don't be chicken.
Oh. Yeah. Right. Okay, people. Anyways.
Fucking bill collecting pig.
Fucking who?
Bill collector.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really crazy.
What the hell?
You used to be able to get like $600-$800 late on your electric bill before they start bitching. They fucking bitch now when you're $60 late.
Probably because they're tired of people $700 late.
That is.
They got their speaker cut on.
Quit
Thank
fucking.
You. I'm hearing myself.
I'm on headphones there, so.
Oh, yeah, that was you, brother. I already know, man. What'd you say, Cyanide? I didn't hear what you said, bro.
I'm on headphones, so it's probably not me.
Oh.
Cutting out and stuff.
Oh, alrighty.
Well, it ain't me. It ain't me.
Well.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
It ain't Timmy, goddammit. So who the fuck is it?
Hey,
are you Timmy?
Can I say something, please?
Something?
One of my favorite movie sites. I go the other day, I say, I'm going to relax today. I'm going to watch a new movie and kick back. I'm going to watch that movie, Airbender. And I got there, I went to my favorite freaking movie channel, all of a sudden, it's been seized by the U.S. government. I went, holy fuck, man, they had their seal on there and everything saying that they seized this URL for pirating movies and all that stuff.
Yeah, you hear how gay that sounds, man? Do you hear how gay that sounds? With a goddamn gazillion fucking sites from all over different countries that host movie websites, you gonna fuck with, man, come the hell on, man. You telling we ain't got shit else to do. All these murders, child's getting killed and all these old pedophile-ass motherfuckers that y'all should be after, but you're worried right. about some goddamn URL that's showing some fucking movies. Get the fuck out of here,
New York,
man.
The state of New York, of all fucking states, having trouble. You look up with trouble in fucking anywhere, and they fucking got enough time to spend time on a case like this. What the fuck? I'm a shit. That just really pissed me the fuck off.
Yeah, that's some real asinine, what they call asinine shit. And no, I'm not talking about ass and the number nine, people. I'm talking about that's some real stupid shit.
Well,
probably read about it in the Nutty News, though. I wouldn't doubt if we don't read about it in the Nutty News, because that sounds like some bullshit that'll be there.
We're going to read about it on Richmond.
Yeah, it's crazy. Is anybody on the damn other chat? I ain't even on that something, bitch. My bad. Ain't nobody over there yet.
Kelly, look at that link.
Yeah, that used to be my old link. Movieslinks.tv?
Yeah, take a look at it.
Movieslinks.net. Oh, wait. It might be.
There was something like that. They changed it around once in a while. They changed it around pretty close, but they changed it.
Yeah, let me see. If they got them. Because it's the other one. Oh, it is. Damn. That's my shit. Oh.
Fuck, fuck, huh?
Oh, wait.
Like I said, they changed it around. URL's closed. They're like, they might put a period in it because they already went and got another site. So I was watching that. It's not good. These guys got balls. You know what I mean? Fucking a day later, they were up and running. All of a sudden, that fight's up here, and they must start them.
Yeah, but that's all it is. You just got to change, like, who was that? One of these show hosts on here. When they go to another show, they got two shows set up. So they got one show that they do 2 hours on, and then they come back and do another 2 hour show, and all they do is move. I guess her name was Miss something like that, and she moved the period over a little bit just so she can keep that same name. Because, you know,
right.
BTR won't let you register with the same name. So if you move the period over, that changes the whole fucking name.
Right.
But you can see what I'm saying? So I can put starship.smellyprize, and that shit will go through.
Do you see how official that looks? The domain name's been seized by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Special Agent in Charge, New York Office. Don't they have enough with immigration, with illegal aliens over there? What the fuck?
Nah. Hey, that's how they do you people. This is what our taxpayers, well, y'all taxpayers money go to. Cause, yeah. I ain't even speaking on that. You all right over there, brother?
Come on!
Oh. So seamless. It's so seamless. It seems so natural. I don't know how he does it, people. I don't know how he does it, but
They came up with other channel here. I'm gonna find Rick Smelly.
Yeah, that was my website though. Who the fuck is the ICE? What the hell is that?
I've heard of them.
IPR Center, the National Intellectual Property Rights Coordination Center. Yeah, right. Man, y'all suck virtual ass.
Suck my virtual pee-pee.
It is unlawful to reproduce or distribute copyrighted material, such as movies, music, software, or games, without authorization, unless we steal it and make money off of it first. Individuals who willfully reproduce or distribute copyrighted material without authorization risk criminal prosecution under blah, 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 squaw, squaw, squaw. First-time offenders convicted of criminal felony copyright laws will face up to 5 years in federal prison, restitution, forfeiture, and a fine. Ask all the motherfuckers in my neighborhood who bootleg movies and then got caught with it.
Well, here's the other one. Press that other link and look at that. That's the one they went to.
Yeah, this is it. Yeah.
Now, look at it. They went to a weird, they said something weird there. They said,
All they did was put watch movies TV, and it was just movies links. They just changed the URL title around.
Yes, but it isn't working right now.
Oh, it isn't working?
Well, they take down sites like that all the time, so.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Down, up, down, up, down, up. Man, nobody don't give a fuck about that shit, man.
Quality of most of those movies are too shitty anyway to watch.
No, they're not.
Well, with this site, honestly, I will have to beg the difference. They be having some good quality movies on here. I mean, it's because they have so many users that upload movies. That's why you got a choice.
Do they have HD format?
They have a lot of older movies on there. Like, you can go in their archives and watch movies from 10 years ago. They probably got about 500,000 movies on there, huh, Smelly?
Yeah. I mean, you can still see I'm Gonna Get You, Suck, on here. You know that's old, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, they got a lot of titles on here. Let me see. Let me find one that's real old. Let me see. Who the hell is Danny Dyer? You ever heard of him?
Danny Dyer is a show host, a presenter from the UK, from the BBC. He's mostly known about his documentaries about soccer hooligans. I showed you that once. Remember I showed you a video of Ajax in Amsterdam, the hooligans in the Netherlands? That was presented by Danny Dyer, and he also did a show about UFOs recently.
Yeah, that's what it says. Really? I believe in UFOs.
I know a girl named Danny Dyer. Why do you want to know
you
that?
Sure, that's a girl.
Yes. Why do I know that?
Because you want to tell us.
I want to know why you want to ask. Why are you asking?
Because I'm not asking about a girl. I'm reading about a movie.
Oh, okay.
What the hell? Huh? Is that what? No, the movie. It's a movie. It's a guy on here. It's called, if you look down, it's number 9. It says, I Believe in UFOs, Danny Dyer. I was just wondering who the hell that was. He got one of them old Rain Man looks on his face. You know what I'm saying? Like, like you ready to lick the window and shit. Like,
back online. What? I got it. I found them. They're back online. I got the link. Let me see. I think I got the link. Maybe. I don't know.
I think I got the link, maybe. I don't know.
Hold on. Let me see this.
Getting more insecure by the second.
Baby.
Oh yeah, this ain't playing.
I got something new, Smelly. I'm gonna send it to you, buddy. Could be it.
Watch.
I don't know. I don't know.
Now what are these the embed codes for? You know what I'm saying? Have you ever used them before?
I think you can embed it in your own website so people can view it from your side.
Oh yeah. This may be a copy. You check this out. You're the genius. You're the fucking genius. I'm gonna send this to you. Tell me what you think of this one, buddy. I think this is it. I'm pretty sure this is the. I don't know what this is. Be fucking honest. I don't know. There's something. It looks like it, but it ain't it. It looks like it. Somebody's copying it already. I'm gonna send it to you. Now, there you go. Check out what I smell. There's the jack. What's up, Jackal?
The Jackal in the house. Whoa, who's the feedback?
Yeah, that's them. That's them. Yeah. Watch movie.net is back. In live.
But how do you get the movie on there? I can't get it. You know, you can get a movie on there.
Uh-oh. Did you take your meds yet, Easy?
I'm cracking up. I'm fucking going...
I'm going to do that, man. You know, I'm going to actually send out a Tell Your Friend We're Back Online promo for him, man. Just because, you know, I fucking love y'all's site, you know what I'm saying? And I'm damn sure in support of watching free anything on the goddamn internet.
I'm going to send you my special site so you can watch for yourself. I'm sending it to you right now, Scott. It's Kiss Me, Your Buddy. Okay? Being a nice guy here, I'm going to send you out two good sites that you can watch free of charge for me.
Well, I mean, this is my thing. I mean, most people pay on the average at least $100 for the internet. You know what I'm saying? So what the fuck are you paying for?
How much?
All the services of the internet. Whatever the fuck a user puts on here. You know what I'm saying?
Do you pay $100 a month for the internet?
I pay $100 a month for my telephone service, internet cable, and then the internet. All that's in one package for $100 a month.
Okay, you got TV with that.
Yeah.
Okay, else it would be rather expensive, really.
Holy Father.
Do you have a lot of people losing their minds on your show, Smelly? Because Easy isn't doing too well.
Yeah, I see he's definitely flipping out over here.
hey.
Definitely on Timmy's seat.
Maybe he should come over so I could feed him some medication because he's not doing too well.
Well, you know, Easy's back on the old green horse, not the white horse, people. The green horse. gotta be specific.
Now that's for you. Here's another one for you, Spider. I'm down to my last two movie sites. There you go.
The Last Airbender. It's on here. What the fuck is that?
It's not bad if you like that Avatar bullshit. You like that?
Nah, I ain't into that fantasy fuck shit. No, people don't.
Well, yes.
Don't do that type of shit. There we go. Hot tub time machine. That's what I'm talking about.
There you go, Smelly. Smell my ass. There you go. That's another movie channel. That's a good one, too.
Of course, people, just for the protection of these sites, we will be not telling the location of them. But you can email me, got them in, and I'll send you the links. How about that? That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I can send you the links. Stream thousands of movies in HD. Get a free account and start watching movies in HD now.
Get a free account so they can sell your email address and information.
Yeah, and then fucking send every kind of goddamn spam up your ass.
that's the thing. That's how they get their money.
Did you ever eat spam, cyanide?
No, I used it for fishing when I used to fish when I was younger.
Do you spam the fish with?
Yeah, you can fish for carp and it will actually bite on spam.
What the fuck? We're gonna eat it, carp.
Sorry?
That's a fish? Yeah.
No, you don't eat carp. You don't eat it. You put it back in the water. It's sports fishing, not survival fishing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what?
It's stupid anyway. I leave the fish alone. So I did that a few times, so that's not for me.
Yeah, kind of cruel, isn't it? All right, let me get this out of the way real quick, man. Since he's here, you know what I'm saying? He can hear the... Hear the official.
Jackal wants to know what you use to fish for cock.
I don't fish for cock. I read the chat room. Come on, you're not getting me that way.
Greetings, Earthlings. This is Captain Smell-So-Good of the Starship Smelly Prize with my international co-host, Sayonai. And when we're not soaring through the cosmos looking for alien chicks, we're hanging out in the nuttiest head on and off the internet. That is the Jackal's head. On www.paranormalsoupnetwork.com.
Do you cruise a lot for alien chicks, Smelly?
Hey, yeah, brother. You call me fucking Captain Smelly, goddammit.
You're into the green ones or into the blue ones?
Oh, the green ones, man. I like the green chicks. You know what I'm saying? Because they seem to be highly intelligent. You know what I'm saying?
Like Captain Kirk. He used to fuck
highly.
Green.
Yeah, because they highly intelligent.
Cock means woman in the United States. Did you know that?
No, motherfucking cock don't mean no goddamn woman. What the hell are you talking about, man?
Yes, it does. Whatever they used to say years ago, they used to say, hey, let's go ahead and get some cock. They used to refer to women as cock.
Man, let's go to Wikipedia and see what the cock means then. How about that?
Yeah,
all right. There we go, people. We're going to get the Wikipedia definition of cock. And let's see
rooster?
If females used to... Yeah, well, that's what I thought. But let's find out the official meaning. The power of the internet. Oh, sorry. All righty. Cock is, in the Cockney dialect, a male. Yeah, a male. Son of a... Yeah, right.
Or,
the English name of several species of bird incorporates the word cock, such as black cock. Hey, must be talking about me. Or moor cock in British Standard English. This is often refers to the male of the species, usually called the moorhen. Okay. Yeah, you're surely going to need to look it up, brother, because you got peacock and then you got woodcock.
Woodcock?
Yeah. Some of these are local names, merely as a heathercock, mountain cock, or the cock of woods, is a male capercaillie or wood grouse, or a cock o' the north is a bramling or mountain finch, which I don't even know what the that is. Let's see. You got steam cock, bib cock, stop cock, pet cock, ball cock.
Cock. Monster cock.
Yeah, I don't see no monster cock either, brother. Unless they're talking about black cock. Oh.
Oh.
And you got caulk, which a lot of people mispronounce. And then you have cock. COQ, which is an application used in computer science, but also sounds like cock. You have just been educated by Wikipedia.com. I can't do it like that.
Well, that's some information I couldn't live without. It's all the cock info.
Yeah, that all the cock stories. That I'm all cocked out on that one. Yeah. All cocked out.
I actually feel more stupid now.
Yeah, actually, I mean, I feel 100% stupider for actually reading that. Thank you, Jackal, for all of your help.
Eric, we're talking about potholes right now, okay?
It's not potholes you need to worry about. It's potheads. I know what these people are capable of.
Don't forget to check out the Wrecking the Game radio show.
Hey, give us a chance.
Not loud enough, man.
Give us a chance.
The Wrecking the Game radio show, a.k.a. Starship Smelling Prize, with your host, Captain Smell, so good, and international co-host, Cyanide, only on the Paranormal Soup Network.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. We're moving on, goddammit, in a minute.
Give us a chance, and the buttheads will make the world better.
Oh, yeah. Give us a chance, and,
It was 9 a.m. The phone rang.
Commando Pest Eradication, you saw a bug on your child's apple? Code red, boys, we got a live...
The world was less like this.
I could use a smoke.
Hey, put that out!
And more like this.
I could use a smoke.
You murderer! I might have children one day!
Smoking kills, unless you kill first. If you're around a smoker, you will die. Smokers may look relaxed and like they're having fun. Don't believe it. Vote yes on Proposition 421. Let's outlaw smoking everywhere, even in people's homes, and allow honest citizens to legally kill anyone who smokes. Let's live in a world without smokers. Prohibition works. Let's prove it. Let's move up the food chain. It's time to smoke
the smokers.
Vote yes on Proposition 421.
You got to love the way our world thinks, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean...
The world?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, only in America, that one.
Oh, yeah.
Only in America.
Well, hell no. I mean, you can't walk down the street and chew some goddamn bubblegum.
Singapore.
yeah. Okay, somebody's a little nuttier. Yeah, you can't spit on the sidewalk. Oh, yeah, somebody's a little nuttier. Right.
Just a little, just a little.
So basically what I'm saying is, as the world, we all got problems. You know what I'm saying? We all share the same cesspool of bullshit. Somebody's ideology that we need to be living this way or living that way instead of just fucking living free. Free your mind, goddammit, and your ass will follow. You know?
Well, people should look at their own first before they start pointing their fingers at others. And they do that a lot, people.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. A lot of people can't take self-motherfucking, you know, take responsibility for self, so they put it on somebody else, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, try to act like that's the right thing to do. You know? But it's not, people. Fucking live up to your own goddamn problems. If you did it, you know what I'm saying? You know, don't be a co-defendant in court, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get a lesser sentence and shit. You know, because you motherfucking was the driver and shit, but I just didn't shoot the motherfuckers. But I knew we was going to kill somebody. I just wasn't the one that killed them. Get your punk ass out of here, man. Hell going on. All right, check this out, man. I got a few ads, man, for the nutty news. You know what I'm saying? Not too many. But enough that we can all catch a quick chuckle off of. And, yeah, let's do that. Time for the nutty news, goddammit. Free your mind Friday, man. Shouts out to the Prophet Jackal. You know what I'm saying? Be teaching me how to get the Paranormal Soup Network off and popping. We got to go to school. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. And I got to give that special announcement in just a minute. What is it?
It's time.
Ooh. I've been looking for some. It's time for the news, y'all. I've been looking for some more, news intros, some newsworthy intros, man. We need an official Paranormal Soup, news B-roll. You know what I'm saying? And we need a B-roll, people. You know, anybody out there specializing in B-rolls, we need a B-roll for the news. Dun, 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 dun. This is something like that,
One of those fake network promos.
This is Wrecking the Game Radio. You know, I don't sound official enough. You know what I'm saying? I want one of those Walter Cronkite type motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? This is
Wrecking the Game Entertainment News with your host, Smelly.
And Sayonite.
Something like that.
You got to be able to do that. See, if he can't do the Sayonite, he's going to fuck it all up. You know? I have trademarked that sound, people. You know, you have to say that now. Once you say Sayonite, you have to say Sayonite. There's no cyanide anymore.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. All right, so let's keep moving on, man. You know what I'm saying? Where, anybody know who James Cameron is?
I've heard about it.
Pretty sure you did, because you guys just talked about his movie.
Avatar.
Yeah.
And
right.
Titanic.
Oh, are you responsible for that, too? Well, goddamn, you son of a... Well... He'll make $350 million from Avatar.
Give me 1%. Just
1%. I'm told this will be the biggest financial haul ever for a movie director from a single pick because James Cameron had a significant gross percentage of the 20th Century Fox mega hit as helmer, writer, and producer. Although Hollywood pay experts tell me that $350 million, all in figure, is largely attributable to his directing deal structured as first dollar gross or more likely at cash break gross. It's certainly bigger than either he or the studio or anyone thought he'd make from Avatar, which was just damn near all computer-generated green screen movie. Wow. Who would have thought?
Nice.
Oh, man, they got a, hold on. They got a video here. And that's why I tell you, you got to be careful where you fucking travel, people. If this shit even pulled up, it might not pull up for me. It's a nutty video that says stoning moms in Iran.
Uh-oh.
Just the title alone, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I
like
you want to
check that out.
I like to get stones, but not like that.
Yeah. Once again, Iran and Islam show that barbarism, horror, and torture is all they have. This is a 2-minute and 37-second video. What would you call it when someone is forced to marry someone as a child, then stoned to death for disobedience? Some would call it slavery. Really, it's just Islam.
From the U.S. to Germany, through internet postings worldwide, outcries against the imminent execution of Sakineh Mohammadi Ashtiani.
Ah, yeah. That's an easy name.
...of committing adultery in Iran. Already sentenced and lashed 99 times, a judge's panel re-examined Ashtiani's case and decided she should be stoned to death for her alleged crime. Human rights activists...
For giving up some pussy, y'all.
...self forced to flee a death sentence in Iran almost 30 years ago, has taken up Ashtiani's cause. She says there is still hope that Ashtiani's sentence could be overturned, but that it will require the dedication and commitment of activists worldwide.
If legally it's all over, we have no chance. It's a done deal. Sakineh can be stoned at any minute, but we have experienced again and again that when we organize events worldwide, when we protest worldwide, and in particular when we contact European governments, and these governments put pressure on the Islamic regime in Iran, sometimes we have a chance.
There's been no government comment on the case. Her family says Sakineh Mohammadi Ashtiani has now been in prison for 5 years, even though she retracted her confession, a confession her family says she was forced to make.
Damn. That's some sad shit.
That's some sad shit, that boy.
Hey, turn your speakers down.
Who is that with the feedback?
Goddamn feedback. 5 years, man. And look at all the fucking, I mean, look how they preach adultery on TV here. They preach it.
What happened? I was on hold.
You were on hold?
Hold my dick.
You didn't hear what I just played?
No.
What was he holding?
Yeah, what are you holding? We don't want to know that, really, though. Yeah. We don't want to know what you're holding. Never mind that question. Never mind that. No, man. A woman in Iran, his mother in Iran, she got convicted of adultery. She's been in prison right now for 5 years. She done received over 99 lashes. And they just brought her case back into court and decided she needed to be stoned to death.
Wait, she already got 99 lashes with a whip?
She already gotten 99 lashes since she's been in prison for 5 years.
Damn.
So they brought the court, they brought the case back, and now they want to stone her to death.
Where's she from, Kelly?
Iran.
Middle East.
Yeah. Okay, I thought maybe she's a fucking American citizen.
Hell no. You know, goddamn America would have been all over that son of a bitch. That would have been their perfect excuse to go over there and kick Iran's ass right now.
Beat that bitch ass. Beat her feet. Beat her feet.
You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. But America ain't finna jump into that shit unless a dumbass American go over there and marry one of them stupid motherfuckers and then do like she thinks she in America and turn around. Yeah, bitch, you gonna get lashes and then they gonna stone your ass to death. They don't give a fuck. You respect their goddamn
woman.
Culture. That's their culture. You don't come over there trying to motherfucker bring no Western shit over there.
We have airlines flying to Iran, And there are no female stewards on board of those planes, because if they have to spend time in Iran, they have to spend it all covered up, or they get punished for walking around with their hair exposed and stuff like that. That's really crazy.
Damn.
I don't blame the female stewards for not going there. That stewardess.
Fuck them countries. I wish them countries would all fucking fall off the earth.
Nah. Because if that's the case, the United States would be first.
I fucking hate all them fucking cowhead motherfuckers.
Well, hate is a big word. Hate is a very big word.
I hate motherfuckers.
Yeah, because if you hate, you're going to hate yourself. Because the way the United States play on their own people is just as fucking nasty as everybody else do. You know what I'm saying? When you go to jail for recording police doing a routine traffic stop, you tell me how fucked up that is. You spend 2 days in jail with no apology. You tell me how fucked up is that?
Get off that little fucking 2-day jail trip you had, man. You act like you went to prison for fucking 20 years.
For what? It's the principle. It's the principle of what I'm saying. It's the principle. It was completely ignorant. You know what I'm saying? And this is how stupid our United States is. You know what I'm saying? We go to jail for this little old roach that I got in my hand. This is a fucking week in jail and a year and a half on probation.
The entire world is turning into a police state.
Come on, man.
There's no such thing as freedom anymore.
Yeah, it is. You're free to be dumb, goddammit. You're free to be dumb.
Yeah, that's the only thing that's free.
It's free to be dumb. Try to be smart, we're going to fucking kill you.
You're free to beat off.
Well, yeah, right now. Some countries, you catch masturbating, they'll kill you.
Hey, how about this one? You know, I've been listening a lot on, like, economics and stuff, but how about them even thinking about putting a GPS on your car, tracking the mileage you use, and taxing you on it?
Yeah. Yeah. Why you wouldn't think these greedy-ass motherfuckers wouldn't do no shit like that? Well, they want to put a goddamn chip in your ass and tax you through your own goddamn body. You don't think they want to do it to a car? Come on, man.
Oh yeah, that's
you worried
that's
about it. You worried about a car when they want to chip your whole goddamn body. You worried about a car? I'd rather yeah, jump in my old ass.
You bastards can do 90.
Yeah, my DeLorean.
In 10 years, you won't be able to have cash money anymore, so they can track every penny that you spend through your bank account.
Yeah.
That's
if you have a bank account, if you're like me that don't have a bank account, you know what I'm saying? And they're you know,
they will force you to get one. They will force you to get one. That's the plan. They want to track every move you make. It's turning into police state.
I watched an old Star Trek the other night, and they were talking about it's like 1,000 years.
Okay.
He goes, well, we don't deal with money anymore. We don't have money. We trade services. We barter. Well, you know, to this day, I try to barter as much as I can instead of using cash. If I can barter something with somebody, I will. And I think people need to start doing that more, you know?
I barter every day, shit. Hell yeah. You know, I go get some herbs, you know what I'm saying? I give whatever he wants, cigarettes and blunts, there you go. You know what I'm saying? If I got it, because, I mean, the way you look at it, you're going to spend cash either way for that, what you want.
Hey, Sally, there's a movie on that movie club I gave you called Johnny Appleweed. Funny.
Appleweed.
Yeah, Johnny Appleweed. But this dude goes around the country fucking planting weed.
Uh-oh, hold on, people, hold on. Hold on, wait a minute, wait. We got Miss Aye! Marty.
Hello,
all right, check us out, Marty. Naughty Thorny.
What's up?
Good people, this is your host with the most Captain Smell of So Good of the Starship Smelly Prize, alongside my international co-host, Cyanide. And when we're not on the show looking for groovy chicks, man, we're hanging out with Marty Torres and Mr. Mike, doing what we do on That My Word Radio Reality Show. right here live on BlogTalkRadio.com.
Well, my hips was moving a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You know, I broke it in 4, 5, 8 places, you know, doing the nasty the other night. But, ooh, it started to move just then. You know what I'm saying? Oh, God. Too much information. Too much information right there.
That must be some good stuff that you're smoking. You Sally, broke your hips in 5 places.
What's the update on the oil spill? What have you heard?
We're still dying.
58 days
there you
in.
Go. Man, these motherfuckers, it don't matter about the oil, people. All right, the oil well been capped. The oil been stopped. One thing they're out there doing is just sucking up free oil right now. Don't even worry about your environment. They already killed off what they want to kill off. Your leak's been stopped. You know what I'm saying? What you're seeing on the goddamn TV is a goddamn re-recording of the first initial spill, and all they doing is got that fucking big tanker out there sucking up unregulated oil. And once they done filling up that ship, they'll go ahead and plug that goddamn hole up, have the other damn oil well in place to continue on. And then they'll wait another motherfucking 25 years, and they'll do the shit again. All right.
So you're telling me that the oil spill is capped?
Yeah.
When did it get capped?
Well, when it'll officially get capped, when we'll actually know it's get capped, it'll probably be next month in August. I'll give it August. Let's give a little primitive date. June 9th. It's June 3rd. So I'm going to say by August 3rd. Yeah, that should be the anniversary. Yeah, they'll go ahead and seal it on up. We're done, people. We're done sucking you dry. Thank you for our billion gallons of free oil. And, we'll close this up now.
Fuck you. Great. See you next 25 years.
Yeah, see you next 25 years. And hopefully half you people don't die from cleaning up the beaches and shit.
We need to cap one of those motherfuckers over on Britain over there. So it goes on their fucking ocean. On their beach.
Hey, well, I mean, you got to think about the ramifications of what's really happening, though. If they just built this big-ass wall, and this is what me, Torque, and everybody was talking about the other day. If they just built this big-ass wall, keeping motherfuckers from coming out or into Mexico, and then you just poison the whole Mexican shoreline, which is the ones that is really affected. You know what I'm saying? Of course, we getting, you know, just like a hurricane, we getting the, you know, just the bands of it and shit. We're not getting the full impact of it. You know what I'm saying? But everybody in Mexico, they fucked up. You talking about really they food, seafood? They seafood was fucked up the first week of that shit. You know what I'm saying? All they shit. They gas prices went astronomically high. You know what I'm saying? You know, but they're not reporting that in the news. You don't hear no Mexican news over here. What's really going down in Mexico? You know what I'm saying? Their whole fucking economic situation is fucked up right now. So why in the hell wouldn't you want to run up out of there and try to get your ass into the United States and get you some, you know what I'm saying, something, some kind of hustle? Whether it's fruit or anything, you know what I'm saying? You gotta think about that, man. They shit is really jacked up right now. I mean, if we got oil all the way down here in Florida right now, and they paying motherfuckers $13 an hour to walk their crazy ass out there and clean up somebody else's fucking mess, you won't catch me. You know what I'm saying? But you know, that's what's happening. That's what we got, man. Fuck that.
Our oil price actually went down. Last week, they went down 3 cents.
Wow. So the bitches will go back up as soon as the summertime over with. All right.
Yeah.
That's all they're doing is lowering that shit. You know what I'm saying? Giving you a 30-cent savings so we can give you a goddamn dollar hike when the motherfucking wintertime come around. Because we know you some bitches got to burn more fuel. You're going to burn all the heat in your car. You're going to be burning all the goddamn heat in your house. So therefore, you ain't got no choice but to pay for the higher fuel. Gave motherfuckers a break during the goddamn summertime. You should have thanked us then. Oh, my bad. My bad, people. Forgot I was on the radio. Yeah, right. Get my damn porn to start. All right. Enough of my free your mind rant. Let's go over here to Georgia, people, because we're still in the nutty news. Where a woman, 75, crashes in the store for the second time. Easy, man. Easy. I keep telling, man, tell your old lady, lay off the bottle. All right. Yeah, Ethan likes some old people. He likes some old. What did you say, Ethan? You like a wheelchair bound?
Yeah.
With the bag on the side. You prefer with the bag on the side.
I wonder why he prefers them in a wheelchair so that they can't run away, or what's the reason about that?
They say they're just the right height. And the rolling action makes it easier. Oh, man.
I wonder, do you prefer a manual wheelchair or one of those motor things?
Automatic.
Automatic.
Oh, man. Oh, man. So many wrongful images just went through my head just then. Oh, man. It's moving on. Please move on. Police in Atlanta said a 75-year-old woman who drove her car through the front of a liquor store. Right. Told officers it. Yeah, I wonder what she was going to get. Told officers it was the second time she had done so. I think he just don't like the goddamn liquor store. Investigators said Constance Chapman, 75, drove her Mazda Miata. What the fuck are you doing in a Mazda Miata? That's a little ass, you know. It's a little fast car, I know that. Especially for a 75-year-old lady. Huh?
How did she get in and out of it?
That's what I'm saying. That little ass shit. All right. Drove her Mazda Miata through the front window of Green's store at about 3:15 p.m. No, not a.m., people. P.m. Yeah. Shattering 1,500 bottles of alcohol. According to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. That a bitch. This is why I say, you know, when you get over 70, you know what I'm saying, they should provide, you know what I'm saying, a special shuttle service that comes in, you know what I'm saying, take the elderly wherever the fuck they want to go. They earned it. You know?
And if you want to drive, the driving test every few years wouldn't hurt?
Hell no, nah, man. Anybody can goddamn drive around a little course. We talking about interacting with real people on the street.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A motherfucker just step out in front of you at the crosswalk. You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to react to that. You 75-year-old and you know, bloop, bloop, bloop. You know,
well,
what I'm saying? Oops.
When people grow older, sometimes they don't realize that their eyesight is going backwards and stuff like that. So if you do a regular checkup on those people, you can prevent that they go on the street with bad eyesight and stuff like that.
Push them down the steps. You fake it up.
I say if you are able to drive, if you can drive, I'm not stopping those people to go out and drive. But
I'm saying if your ass still standing on the corner talking about
the clock tower. Save the clock tower.
You need your goddamn license taken. And that's what old people are doing. They're standing on the fucking corner shaking a can and shit.
Here
oh, my
in
goodness,
Pennsylvania that are funded by the lottery that provide transportation for the elderly.
That's what I'm saying. And take them anywhere they want to go, man. It's shit. It's a public service.
Yes, we have here.
That should be a public service for all elderly, man. Once you know what I'm saying, you serve your time for your country, for your city, for your neighborhood, you should, you know what I'm saying, that should be your reward to now be able to sit back and enjoy the benefits of the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? Be able to be taken around safely without having to be worried about sitting behind this damn truck and cursing and shit because I'm sitting in AC, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't finna have a fucking heart attack. You know what I'm saying? Worry about the motorcycle done cut me off and shit because they showing off, you know what I'm saying, on the goddamn road, acting stupid. At least that's how motherfuckers down here in Florida is, you know? know what I'm saying? I can only tell you how they do it in the South. Yeah. Dublin, Ireland. Penguin stolen from zoo is found on street. Right. Yeah, I think he was going to get some fish. You know what I'm saying? Police in the Irish capital said a penguin stolen from a city zoo was tracked using a microchip. Dun, dun, dun. And recovered from a city street. Investigators said the penguin was taken from the Dublin Zoo by a group of men at about 8 a.m. and was found on a city street a few hours later, the Irish Examiner reported. Now, the key thing about that is they're trying to say that because they have the microchip, that is why he was recovered from a city street. But why the fuck would anybody break into a goddamn zoo and take a goddamn penguin? Yeah, exactly.
No idea.
Oh, man, he's chipped. We got to let him go. Get the fuck out of here, man. Anyways, moving on. Washington dicks on chicks. That's D.C. people. Yeah, D.C. The FDA cafeteria serves drinks with label lies. Sounds like the United States. The FDA. Yeah. The Center for Science and the Public Interest said the contraband drinks made false claims about the memory-enhancing properties of ginkgo biloba. Man, I drank a lot of that shit, and I don't remember shit. I don't remember drinking it. Oh, I did drink it. Oh. And suggested they contained fruit juices that were not actually in the beverages. CSPI, which is that long name I said before, founded by old school Ralph Nader, proteges in 1971, blames it on a former president, George W. Bush, so does everybody, saying the president, Barack Obama administration, has done more to crack down on deceptive food labeling in the last 12 months than the Bush FDA did in 8 years. Because that's all they're concerned about. Yeah, fucking food labels. Instead of everything else that's going on, yeah, let's worry about some food labels. Just like the internet. Yeah, let's worry about the internet. Not the fact of these motherfuckers stealing all the goddamn fossil fuels and shit. You know what I'm saying? The hell of them. And then this ship is from Tanzania, people. How the fuck do you float a goddamn ship in from Tanzania? Where they do that at? Yeah, the big ass barges out there, that bitch was rolled in from Tanzania. Where they do that at? Where they do that at? Man. Anyways, but the self-appointed watchdog say the egregious untruths found in the FDA cafeteria prove the need for industry-wide rules. Key word, industry-wide rules. Yeah. All right, people. I got to come up with something else for the FDA, too. Because, in Belgium. Damn, is this our first time in Belgium?
I think so. That's pretty close.
Yeah, this is our first time in Belgium. All right, people. Shouts out. We're first time in Belgium. Were bodies to be dissolved in caustic solution flushed into sewer?
Yeah, I heard about it.
You heard about that?
Yeah, they were thinking about dissolving bodies in fluid instead of burning them.
Oh, man. Imported in the sewer?
In the sewer.
I'm back.
Yeah, we heard that.
We can tell. Goddamn double flip back to the future. What?
What you say, man? What that meant?
Oh.
What
happened?
What did I miss?
I didn't miss nothing.
A bitch, it was.
Listen, if you miss a second of the Smelly Show, you miss a whole world of information.
Hey, you just missed. I mean,
cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood.
sucking, dog kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat ass, bug eyed, stiff legged, spotty lipped, worm headed sack of monkey shit.
It actually sounds a bit like Easy.
Yeah, actually. Oh, man. We fucking love Easy, man. Easy Rider, a.k.a. Mr. BM. Yeah. Check him out on www.bit66.com, man. You know what I'm saying? Where you can get an iPad for $30. Where you can get that, Cy?
Nowhere.
Oh, man. These guys must be smoking weed or something. You know what I'm saying? Jesus. What are they on? Oh, I got to breathe, people. I got to breathe. All right. It could hardly be said to be most dignified of send-offs. Undertakers in Belgium plan to eschew traditional burials and cremations and start dissolving corpses instead. The move is intended to tackle a lack of burial space and environmental concerns, as 573 pounds of carbon dioxide are released by each cremated corpse. Under the process known as resomation, bodies are treated in a steel chamber with potassium hydroxide at high pressure in a temperature of 180 degrees Celsius or 350 degrees. They're cooking dead bodies, people. Yummy. God damn.
I still got the
I wouldn't be standing in the soup line anytime soon. Like, this soup smells funny. What this is, a toenail? What the fuck is going on? Oh, my bad, people. My bad. Yummy. Madison, Wisconsin. Oh, man, we got to kick this guy's ass, people. Man slams SUV into strip club. Oh, to give you an award before I even read that, man. What the?
Isn't that the 11th sin?
The who?
Isn't that a sin to smash your SUV into a strip club?
Yeah, well, that's breaking one of the commandments, you know.
That's the 11th commandment.
Yeah,
one of those commandments that got smashed.
Thou shalt not drive SUV into thy strip club. No, people, we're not mocking religion. We're only making fun of it a little. Police arrested a man from Racine. Hey, get the hell out of here, guys. What you doing? Oh. After he slammed his SUV into Visions nightclub, officers say 50-year-old Keith Rasmussen, probably with a name like that, yeah, was asked to leave the club after vomiting in the VIP area. That's never cool. After that, witnesses told police Rasmussen got into his SUV, put it in reverse, and slammed into the club's entrance. Rasmussen denied driving the SUV and claimed he arrived at the location thanks to help from Martians. Right. Might as well be smelly because, yeah, if you call me that, I'll be there. Never worry. Yeah. But here you go, brother. I mean, I know he was dying to get an award. That's why he came on the show.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag.
And for forgetting that you drove to the location.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Right. Let's get Africana up in this mope. Uh-oh. Wawa. 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 Oh, sorry. Going back to the motherland up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? All right, two more people that I can let y'all, you know what I'm saying, breathe again. Still at Georgia, where man holds hostage. Whoa. Wait a minute. Man holds mom hostage because she won't iron his clothes. All righty then. No comments from the peanut gallery. That'll work. A 29-year-old Billerica man apparently expected his mother to iron his clothes for him. And when she wouldn't, he pulled a gun and held her hostage for several hours. Robert Edward Tyrell Jr. remained in jail without bond. Tyrell faces aggravated assault and false imprisonment. He wanted her to do some ironing, and when she said no, they got into an argument, and he told her, ironing is woman's work. Yeah. First of all, let me laugh at him. Yeah.
Sheep flying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bugger, lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
Yeah. For real, people. For real. Let's keep this thing moving, man. I got a couple more for you. We get this nutty ass and stuff like that. You know, man.
I got another nutty news fact for you. I posted the link in the chat room.
Greetings, Earthling. This is Captain Smell So Good of the Starship Smelly Prize with my international co-host, Cyanide. And when we're not soaring through the cosmos looking for alien chicks, we're hanging out in the nuttiest head on and off the internet. That is the Jackal's head. On www.paranormalsuitnetwork.com.
What the f*** is that? Oh. Ah, man, I love you too there, Mari. You know what I'm saying, Miss Mari Torres. Oh, that's, I don't know why I always do the Mexican shit. You know what I'm saying? She's not Mexican, people. Please, nobody ever pet. I always do that, though. It's that goofy bone syndrome. You know what I'm saying? In India, woman tries to flush newborn down plane toilet. Yeah, people, it's just getting fucking sick. That is just... Wow. The infant was found stuck in the toilet after the plane landed in Amritsar, northern India, and was rushed to the hospital, still attached to the toilet. I'm sorry, people. That's not funny. It's just a... Never mind. Police and doctors told the press trust of India news agency. H.P. Singh, a doctor at the Escorts? Okay, I'm not even going to touch that one. Escorts Hospital near the airport said that a team of surgeons used a saw cutter to remove the newborn's head from the toilet. Wow. That is some dramatic shit right there, people. Wow. I'm just in awe. Because shit, babies done been thrown out the window on the interstate. The mother damn drove her kids, you know what I'm saying, and jumped out on their ass and killed all their ass in the lake and shit, then blamed it on the black man, you know what I'm saying? Like, we would then do something like that. We don't take kids, people. We really don't even take care of our own, so... On that. Yeah. That's some crazy shit, man. But, yeah, people, let me go in and line her up real quick. Let's line her up, people. Let's line her up for the medley.
Sheep flying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotted,
lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummist, dirtbag, bitch!
We give that to all of our nutty people that have participated in the Nutty News. In behalf of the child, you know what I'm saying?
Boo!
On you, mother. You mother.
Muramika.
Yeah, you Muramika. You Muramika. Yeah,
hey,
no.
Smiley. I have some sad news. Do you have an award ready? Because you're going to need to give me one. I need to get out early. It's Friday again.
Oh. Oh, no, you all right. You know what I'm saying? All you have to do is communicate, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Alrighty.
Hit communication, brother. You know what I'm saying? I got you, man. Hold on, people.
Emergency power engaged.
Okay, go ahead.
Shields up. Red alert. Lock phases and fire.
I'm out of here. Bye, people. Come back tomorrow. We have a show tomorrow.
Yeah. You know
Alrighty.
It, brother.
See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
I'm shooting them out of here, people. Oh, something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, if this gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Oh, sorry, people. Sorry about that. I don't know where that came from. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Cyanide. Right. Man, where are you at? Are you in the shitter, brother? It sounds like you're in stall number two.
I'm not in a shitter.
Oh.
I am Twitter.
You're a who?
Twitter.
Oh.
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com.
Gift
cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that? Nowhere. Go to bid66.com right now.
Yeah.
Where else can you get that?
Nowhere. Weepah! I don't know what the hell that means, but weepah! Weepah, weepah, weepah. Always like learning new languages. Shouts out to Torque 64 up in this mofo flipper, man. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, that's how we do it. Let me go ahead and get some promos out the way, man. Tell y'all all about the groovy things that we got going on. You know what I'm saying?
Good people. This is your host with the most Captain Smell of So Good of the Starship Smelly Pride, alongside my international co-host, Cyanide. And when we're not on the show looking for groovy chicks, man, we're hanging out with Martin Thornton and Mr. Mike, doing what we do on That My Word Radio Reality Show, right here live on blogtalkradio.com.
Greetings, Earthlings. This is Captain Smell So Good of the Starship Smelly Prize with my international co-host, Cyanide. And when we're not soaring through the cosmos looking for alien chicks, we're hanging out in the nuttiest head on and off the internet. That is the Jackal's Head on www.paranormalsoupnetwork.com.
Well, that shit makes me laugh. If it doesn't fucking make you laugh, I'm fucking cracking up. And not that hard, but, I was cracking up, too. Yeah.
You'd be like a chuckle. Yeah. A chuckle.
Did I have another one? Where's the other one at? I have one more, people.
Can't call chuckles.
Where's my other one? Chuckles? What the f*** you talking about, man?
I used to make a candy. It was like a jelly-type candy called chuckles.
Brother, I'm 32 years old. Torque might know what you're talking about, though.
Don't forget to check out the Wrecking the Game radio show, a.k.a. Starship Smelly Prize, with your host, Captain Smell, So Good, and international co-host, Cyanide, only on the Paranormal Soup Network.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Eric, we're talking about potholes right now, okay?
It's not potholes you need to worry about. It's potheads. I know what these people are capable of.
Oh.
All the ladies in the house say, "Glive, beholding the kind of the feeling and the farting."
Hey, Mari, you know what I'm saying? I hope Mike don't get mad, you know what I'm saying? But I just want to let you know, had something deep in the back of my cranium, and you have come to the show. You will now get exposed to the mind of the smelly.
Hope I'm not disturbing you, but I saw you from across the party, and I don't usually do this, but I felt compelled to tell you something. You have an absolutely breathtaking hiney. I mean, that thing is good. I want to be friends with it.
Tell Glenda Lee.
Dang, baby, would you like some fries with that shake?
Yeah, she knows she gonna marry me one day. You know what I'm saying? But I just got one question.
So, do you like fat guys with no money?
Oh, my bad. Everybody.
July is National Baked Bean Month. Excuse me. Yes, a month in which we pay tribute to one of America's favorite, most healthful, and nutritious foods. I'm terribly sorry. As I was saying, good Lord, this is terribly embarrassing. I'm so...
No, doggy!
I guess I'd better wrap this up quick. Basically, Jesus! Whoa! Oh, God! My God! Big beans. They're nature's way of saying, for God's sake, open a window. Sorry.
Oh, my man. I don't know where this stuff comes from. You know what I'm saying? I don't know where it comes from. Yeah. Check it out. We're going to a strip club.
What is a gentleman? He is kind, polite, and stands by his word. He is well-dressed and treats a lady with...
Goddamn, see what I'm saying? Talking to what the hell, chuckle boy.
Pay a woman the ultimate compliment by shoving 20s in her pants at the crazy kind. Oh, tonight... And every night, your luck is in town at the Crazy Cop, where the ladies are beautiful and, oh, so very friendly.
Come on, boys. I'm waiting for a gentleman like you.
That's right. Candy wants to fake break herself for money and make you feel exactly what you're not. A lady killer. It's the gentleman's choice. And a lady always loves to be noticed.
Woo-wee! Titties! What could be more gentlemanly than staring at silicone breasts while my wife is playing slot machines?
Nothing.
I'm here for a conference. What about my colleagues?
I'll make you all feel special, one after the other. Just give me money.
Yes, bring your clients. After all, once they see how drunk and horny you get over a pair of fake bazookas, they're sure to take your professional input seriously. What gentleman wouldn't?
Well, a lady likes to be treated.
Only at the Crazy Cock.
Yeah, see now, I'm back, I'm here, I'm that, it's clear, ah, come on, yo,
this is hip-hop, homie, and the phone so true, I need you, I bleed you, I got my hands around you, I have gotten so great with the things I do, the talent I have, I grab with the mic too, now if they were to ask, and I were to tell, then I would reply, hip-hop ain't well.
Down this rap shit to nephews and nieces. Fans become fans when I rip apart a thesis. I could say anything, the kids will still believe it. You sound pretty smart till a smart person comes. Without an education, got the boss to call you dumb. So, how you feel now with them thousands gone? I can make you feel stupid with my wit and charm. Now, the music I love is the music you hear. When I take it step by step, like I'm shifting a gear. Build a rep, got your street cred, you step to the steps that you got within your boundaries with tons of respect. Now, everybody from the neighborhood is calling your name. Fortune and fame, along with it, you must entertain. Money to gain, money to burn, haters to aim. Drama to turn, pages to turn, sense to flame now. Love me or hate me, appreciate it greatly. Faded, now lady, let me live or fucking take me. Maybe I'm crazy, or maybe I'm saying, yo, Jesus,
in plain clothes, playing through the radio. Far from, I might be slightly in sight. G, she passed the mic, me try to vision what I might see. I try to paint a picture and music, I'm an artist. So picture an upbringing, golden fucking heartless. It's nothing but a process, some shit that I done learned though. Got a couple haters, motherfuckers gonna burn slow. Learn, yo, maybe you got an angel. A lock on a target, some shit that I can aim to. Am I simply crazy, some shit that I've become now. A lot of people misinterpret, so just let me dumb down. Money cash rules everything that I'm about to. The day that I'm not, I am just another side. Now if they would've asked, and I would've tell, then I would reply, if I pay well. But if I do me, and you like my move, then just let me be, and I can save this soup. This is hip-hop, homie, and it falls so true. I need you, I bleed you, I got my hands around you. I have gotten so great with the things I do. The talent I have, I grab with the mic too. Yo, it's basic mathematics. When you treat the mic like if it was drugs and you was the addict. See, the streets can make your mind fall into bad habits. So I stay strong and away from the negatives just to live lavish. I keep training night after night in a padded room in front of the MIC. Lights off, no AC. Welcome to the life of an MC. And I only speak about the world that I see. If you got time, homie, I like to tell you my story. A life full of smoking weed and having the finest bitches perform sex orgies. Spending late nights at South Beach Club hopping to get exposure. From mixtapes to doing shows with my soldiers. See if I keep it true to this art form that I love. Then bad luck won't fit on me like OJ's bloody glove. And maybe someday the sun will shine up above. Dog, I see myself still rapping till I'm old and gray. And even if I am or ain't paid, I'll be an MC till I see my grave. People wonder how one thinks of the shit he spits. But it's simple when you live the way we have, it's easy to rip. It comes from the inner soul, a gift you just can't seem to get rid. So go ahead, let the haters who want to talk shit spread their lips. Cause even though this is hip-hop, nigga, I still got my nine by my hip. No matter what hood you in, dog, we smoking the same tree. Don't get it twisted, money, this is still that thug shit. And in the South, we don't talk loud, we just pull out the head. Careful, fella, before you wake up with your throat slit. Oh, and just to let you know, hip-hop ain't dead. Some new logic for your hands, the jackal. See now, let's go! Now if they would've asked and I would've tell, then I would reply if I pay well. But if I do me and you like my move, then just let me be and I can save this soup. This is hip-hop, homie, and it falls so true. I need you, I bleed you, I got my hands around you. I have gotten so great with the things I do. The talent I have, I grab with the mic too.
Attention all managers, artists, producers, and music professionals. It's going down. The Miss Mouth Times presents Buck and NR Indie Artist Seminar. Sunday, July 11th, beginning at 6 p.m. at Club Nouveau, downtown Tampa, 1701 North Franklin Street. Only $10 admission, so stop letting others decide your destiny and learn the tools needed to successfully market, promote, and sign yourself. For more info, list of speakers, or performance slots, visit www.themissmouthtimes.com or contact Miss Mouth directly at 813-235-5553.
Yo, what's up, Tampa Bay? It's your boy DJ Party Time here with my boy DJ Snelson. We give a special shout out to my boy J. Cam, Young Dread. Give a special shout out to the solo boys, ILG New Spash Hits, man. Y'all need to come check us out and see what we're about. 813 on the map. Your boy DJ Party Time and DJ Snell So Good will be doing bigger and better things. Wrecking the Game Entertainment will be invading the neighborhood near you. Cali, I can see you, I see you. One time for my boy Goofy Bone, it is what it is, holding it down. Jerk City DJs, one time for my cousin Lil Keith. Bigger and better things to come your way. Wrecking the Game Entertainment, all that support, we out of here.
What's happening? This your boy Six Figures rocking with the Starship Smelly Fries and DJ Smell so motherfucking good, you bitches. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner. Six Figures. Yee!
I'm sorry, y'all. That's my hardest promo I got. You know what I'm saying? That's the hardest drop a bitch done did so far. If y'all can do a drop harder than that, please send it to WDGEradio@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? Complete with a little beat and all that, because I ain't going to put no music to it, goddammit. And, yeah, and I'll play that son of a bitch just as many times as I'm playing,
What the?
Good people, this is your host with the most Captain Smell of So Good of the Starship Smelly Prize, alongside my international co-host, and when we're not on the show looking for groovy chicks, man, we're hanging out with Marty Torres and Mr. Mike, doing what we do on That My Word Radio Reality Show, right here live on BlogTalkRadio.com.
Yeah. Shouts out to Easy Rider, Mari Torres, Prophet Jackal, the Torque, and Mr. Cyanide for tuning in live. You know what I'm saying? I know most of this is summertime, and everybody be checking out the show in the archives. So big ups to all my after-hour listeners. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for tuning in and checking out this old groovy shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's an awesome fucking story, kid.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. That's how we get down right here live. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Chuckles. Give y'all some quick Wikipedia on it. You know what I'm saying? Since we got some old heads up in here. And, yeah, Chuckles is a confectionery produced by Farley's and Sather's Candy Company. Chuckles are jelly candy coated with a light layer of sugar. They come in five flavors. Cherry, lemon, lime, orange, and licorice. Yummy. Each bank. Oh, chiclets. That sounds like some motherfucking chiclets. Talking about some goddamn chuckles. Or jelly beans. Well, I don't know what the fuck a chuckles is. I ain't never heard of that shit. Never seen it. It ain't down here in Florida. Sorry, people. Yeah. Anyway, I feel, less intelligent for reading that. But I read it anyway. And a little bit more related nutty news. Also, what the hell was it? About the CEOs making more than their employees. Yeah, that's crazy, man. If, you can hire, this is just real quick. At CVS, they can hire 1,461 employees for every one CEO. You know, man, that's crazy. McDonald's can hire 933 people for every one of their CEOs. The top are AT&T and Walt Disney with 1,123 for AT&T and 1,115 for the Walt Disney Corporation. Then it goes Target, Cablevision, Starbucks, Walmart, Nike, Time Warner, and American Airlines, Federal Express, Costco. And down at the bottom, J.P. Morgan with 41 employees for every one goddamn CEO. That is crazy. Huh. Well, appreciate that, Prophet Jackal or Torque, or whoever just dropped that. Who dropped that info? Whoever dropped that info, thank you. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that was Easy Rider. You know that was. That was Prophet Jackal. Yeah, it was. Thank you, Prophet Jackal. And you can check out the Prophet Jackal, man, on the Paranormal Soup Network, you know what I'm saying, .com, Monday through every day, goddamn it, you know what I'm saying? And all shows begin at 9 o'clock. So I believe he comes on at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Check him out. Get into the Jackal's head. And also in about 2 hours, 2 horas, going over there to Mari Torres and hanging out on blogtalkradio.com/the Mari Torres Show. Mighty, mighty, mighty. And the solution, Mr. Mike. Yeah, along my virtual wife, Glenda Lee. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we virtually married. You know what I'm saying? Something like most people are in real life. Oh, did I say that? And we're out of here, people. Much love to you. And we'll get out of here with man, we out here. This is Dice featuring Javon Black, man. We going in. It's a little hip hop-ish up in this motherfucker, mate. All right, easy ride. I'll let you later, home stank. You know what I'm saying? Free your mind Friday, man. And I go spend some of them 100 bids you gave me. Yeah, I can't be sitting on them. And bid starts at 3 p.m., people. You got 1 hour to get your ass over there to bid66.com. Time to get the bid on. Huh?
Summer hours.
Oh, 6 o'clock then, damn it. You got 4 hours to get your bid ready. Going down. Peace.
And I ain't worried about nothing. Nah. This is real talk, I ain't worried about frontin'. Nah. Didn't have a dollar, now a nigga straight stuntin'. Mama said, dice, get out and get something. Now the kid about to blow like Tris. Yeah. Niggas say he hot hoes like, who is he? Cops try knock him, stayin' on my grip, yeah, ignorant. Why pick up the phone, I'm busy. Dig
I
me.
Got a hand,
wanna
see a nigga drop. Ass on the job, tryna get me off the block. Fuckin' real hard, I make it to the top.
I told you that shit ain't gonna be easy, bro.